Welcome to another episode of PhD BNM Beyond the Lab. Today we'll explore the fascinating world of PhD life in dentistry. Let's begin.
My name is Giovanni Pieri. I'm a PhD student, the first year, and I'm here with my colleagues and friends to introduce ourselves and explain our project and this PhD experience. I'm 28 years old. I was born in Arezzo and I've studied in Bologna. I decided to start this PhD because I think it's a great opportunity for me and my future practice.
Stop talking about me and let me introduce my friends. Carlo.
Hi.
Davide.
Hello, everybody.
Diego.
Hi to everybody.
And last but not least, Ilen.
Hello, everyone.
Hi everyone, my name is Carlo D'Alessandro. I'm a PhD student at the University of Bologna. I was born and raised here, and I've started a PhD program in order to develop more knowledge about dental materials and restorative dentistry.
Hello, my name is Davide Silvestri. I'm from Modena, but I attended the university here in Bologna, and then I started a PhD program in order to improve my knowledge and to combine clinics and research in my job.
Okay, hi to everyone. I'm Diego D'Urso, and I, like Carlo, I was born and raised here in Bologna. I'm only 1 year older than Carlo. And so I'm 28. I graduated in 2022, and in November I decided to start the PhD. You know, we are both clinician and researcher, so in order to combine these two aspects as well as possible.
And now, Ilen, who is the more experienced researcher in this group.
Thank you, Giovanni, for your kind words. Let's just say being more experienced does come with the perk or curse of being the oldest in the group, and that's the truth. By the way, my name is Ilham Monsif. I'm currently in my third year of a PhD program at Bologna University. My journey as periodontist has been shaped by a very true passion for learning and improving my surgical skills since the beginning. And I had the privilege to study here at Bologna University, where I earned my dental degree, and later I completed my Master of Science in Perio at Siena University. Additionally, I hold also a master's degree in forensic dentistry. I define myself primarily as a clinician, but over the time I discovered a deep love for research, which ultimately led me to embark on this PhD journey. So I am really proud to be part of one of the world's leading school of periodontology headed by Professor Zucchelli. And I think that this chapter of my career and of my life is all about blending clinical expertise with academic exploration. And I'm really excited to share this experience with you all in this podcast.
Let's talk about some teeth. That is the easiest thing for dentists. So, Carlo, would you like to explain your project?
Yeah, my research is on innovative prosthetic solution on dental implants. As you can know, dental implants play a crucial role in the rehabilitation, both function and aesthetic, ensuring successful treatment outcomes and high patient satisfaction. And that's why in recent years, the new materials for implant-supported prosthetic rehabilitation is becoming more and more important. And my research is on studying these kind of materials, especially ceramics, and try to understand how these materials are still evolving in our practice, and in order to provide also some useful information for clinician. Right now, I've just finished to write a systematic review about zirconia, that is now one of the most used material in the dental field. And especially I was evaluating its use in implant-supported prosthetic solution. That's my main topic and my expertise area right now.
Yeah, okay. Carol is our expert in systematic reviews, and I think I will disturb him a lot in my future projects. So instead, what about you, Davide?
My research is quite similar to the Carlo ones. Dental implants are nowadays more and more used in dentistry. This part is for the people, for people who don't know what dental implants are. Dental implants are used to replace a missing tooth in the mouth through the insertion of a titanium screw into the bone. In this way, a ceramic crown can be fixed to this screw and replace the missing tooth. Between the implant and the crown, the tooth, there's a linker made by titanium, which is called abutment. And my research will focus on these components because very few studies are present about this. In particular, my study will try to understand the role of the abutment, implant health, and aesthetics.
So really interesting because really often people focus more in the shape of the implant instead of the abutment, but the abutment is really important too. And so instead, Diego, yours is different probably.
Yes, it's a little bit different because my project is on universal adhesive. So I work on the teeth respect of with Carlo and Davide.
More conservative.
Yes, more conservative. So the field is restorative dentistry. Dentistry has a lot of materials like composite resin, adhesive resin. So what is the main topic is to try to make simple dentistry. So with this type of new materials, so universal material, universal cement. So what are adhesives? Adhesives are a sort of, I can say, a sort of glue between the tooth structure, so enamel or dentin, and the composite material that is the material that goes inside the tooth when you have a tooth decay. My main topic is to find new universal adhesives and understand how they can perform better, how they can be combined. And what about you, Giovanni? You just started your PhD, but your main topic, what's about?
Yeah, for the moment, I didn't do a lot because I have to weigh some new materials that I have to test. But my project is obviously linked with the conservative dentistry because it's on flowboard composites. Basically, we want to investigate and focus on the properties of these new materials that are flowboard resin used for a quick and satisfying replacement of worn teeth, for example, or direct restoration. So I think it's really interesting because it's we are, as dentists, are lazy and we always want to do things as easy as possible. And I think this is a great opportunity for us. And instead of you, Ilham, what about you? What about your project?
My research focuses on evaluating an innovative resorbable membrane made of magnesium for applications in bone regeneration. And specifically, I'm exploring its effectiveness in alveolar ridge reconstruction and, most importantly, its safety concerning soft tissue healing. What makes this membrane remarkable is its ability to act as a stiff and reliable space maintainer while being completely biodegradable within a few weeks. So this unique combination of properties holds significant promise for advancing regenerative techniques in dentistry.
So many different interesting topics, but let's go deeper. How do you come up with these interesting ideas? So you were was just your idea, or maybe someone, a professor, helped you? How do you present show this research?
So my scholarship for the PhD was provided by Global D. It's a very famous firm in the implant field. So the team was mainly due to this kind of economic support. And of course, I was interested in go deeper and deeper into the prosthetic point of view of implant-supported rehabilitation and to study dental materials. I've done my thesis on dental materials, so I was so motivated to have a broader knowledge about this field.
Okay, it's the same for me because also my scholarship is fully funded by Kurai Noritake. And so instead, Davide?
My research raises from clinics. In fact, several studies show that the gum has a really important role in peri-implant health. In fact, this study showed that when you have at least 2 millimeters soft tissues thickness on the implant, around the implant, the health of implant improves. So my study has the aim to develop a new abutment of reduced thickness in order to leave space to soft tissues and to improve implant health. In addition, the objective to coat the abutment with zirconia, which is a ceramic possessing more biocompatibility than titanium. So the aim is to exploit zirconia to have a smoother surface on the abutment, which can have less plaque retention and less inflammation around the implant.
Okay, really interesting, because I think that especially with implant for obtain a good aesthetic outcome, I think that soft tissues are crucial.
That's another topic about the aesthetic, because while the abutment are made by titanium, which means that they have a gray color, zirconia has a white color, which can improve also the aesthetics on the abutment, which is nowadays a very important topic in dentistry.
Yeah, because nobody wants a gray zone around the implant. Yeah, I think and here probably Ilem could be more specific because she's a periodontologist. Ilem, what do you think?
Well, for sure, I'm really curious about the future results from Davide project, as my main expertise regards soft tissues and all the interaction with soft tissues. So I think that abutment in zirconia might represent the futures in terms of biocompatibility and also a better aesthetic blending. Coming back to my project, and as Davide said for its project, my research came from addressing critical clinical needs. And in a nutshell, currently we have two types of membranes used in perimplant and periodontal reconstruction. Resorbable membranes, which are most biocompatible but lack the ability to maintain space, and non-resorbable membranes, which excel in bone regeneration, but have two significant drawbacks. First of all, complications in case of wound dehiscence, and secondly, the necessity to removal through a second surgical procedure. So the use of this novel magnesium membrane offers an innovative solution by combining the advantages of both. And it is stiff enough to act as a reliable space maintainer and being completely biodegradable, effectively overcoming the limitation of the existing option.
Leave the soft tissues for a moment and come back to the teeth. So, Diego.
Yes, as I said before, I work on universal adhesive, so on natural teeth, and all started during my thesis when I was a student. So during my last year, my thesis project was is about universal adhesive, and I tried to test if these adhesives can have better performances if they are used with some substances. For example, I tried to test the sensitizer, a dentin desensitizer that is Gluma, What I studied is if I test this desensitizer, if I use this desensitizer as a pretreatment, so before using an universal adhesive, if the bonding performance of our adhesive can improve. So all started during my thesis, and now what I want to test is if I add substances to universal adhesive, like zinc and calcium and substances like that, the adhesive can have better performance on a test that we performed that is a microtensile bone strength test. And also what I want to study is the enzymatic activity of dentin. So I study matrix metalloproteinases, the main topic of my research. And in fact, I just came back from Valencia, from the University Seo Cardenal Herrera, where I work with Professor Salvatore Sauro, that is maybe the most important researcher in this field. In fact, he tried to add substances to composite and adhesive. So it was really, really interesting for me.
Yeah. So how was your experience abroad? Because in my scholarship too, there's a period to spend abroad. I'm really looking forward. I still don't know where I finish, but I'm really excited by this kind of experience. What do you think about your experience, how it was?
Okay, so as you know, during the PhD program, you can spend abroad a period from 3 to 6 months. And yes, I decided to go to Professor Salvatore Sauro in Valencia. It was a really, really interesting experience because I can stay in the lab with the professor and understand how he works, how he dope the adhesives, and how he used the powders and all the gel, how he prepared the substances. I also discovered how to use a confocal microscope, so it's an all new experience. Also to understand how in another country they work and how the world outside of University of Bologna.
Yeah, probably not the best time for enjoying Valencia, but still a valuable experience. Instead, Carlo went to Philadelphia to another top-level researcher, Professor Marcus Blatz.
Yeah, I spent 6 months there at the Department of Preventive and Restorative Science at the University of Pennsylvania. I had the opportunity to acquire and develop new knowledge and skill in the field of restorative dentistry, as always, and prosthetic ones, of course. In particular, I have attended the lab of Professor Conejo, where I've learned how to integrate the CAD-CAM design, so a new technology, into clinical treatment. And it was also a very important experience for me, for a human point of view, because it was my first experience abroad. I was supposed to go to Argentina, but then COVID arrived, unfortunately, so last year, I had this great opportunity to go to the US, and I'm very glad, and I hope all my youngest colleague in the academic field can do this same great experience.
Yes, I think it allows you to change the perspective and open your mind. So I think it's really crucial and really important. Yeah, Davide, you want to go abroad, so I have another question for you. How do you combine your research life with your clinical everyday job?
Well, I was authorized by University of Bologna to spend some hours of my week in private practice like dentist. And I think that's very important because it's crucial not to lose the link between the real profession, clinical practice and research. And this is the aim of my research activity, to spend most time in try to understand how to improve clinical practice and to improve the quality of job of dentists.
What do you think, Lem? Do you agree with Davide?
Definitely, yes. Indeed, my research is primarily clinical, as I am conducting a trial approved by the Ethical Committee of Bologna University. This trial involves treating patients with the new membrane made by magnesium to evaluate its efficacy in bone regeneration, its safety, and its biocompatibility. The goal of my research is to explore how this membrane can help clinicians achieve better regenerative outcomes while simultaneously reducing patient morbidity by avoiding additionally invasive surgical procedures. For me, the most exciting aspect of research is precisely this opportunity to make a tangible impact in clinical practice. Thanks to this PhD program, I finally have the chance to lead my own project and contribute meaningfully to the field of regenerative dentistry. Similarly to some of you, my PhD is fully supported by scholarship funded by Botis, the manufacturer of the magnesium membrane. And during my first year, I had the chance to spend 6 months at the Botis lab in Berlin, working closely with Dr. Svenja Roge, who is the developer of the membrane. This hands-on experience allowed me to go really deeper into understanding the optimal clinical applications of this membrane and to explore ways to enhance its potential as an innovative solution in regenerative dentistry. I am really, really grateful for this experience because I had the chance to meet brilliant and smart people who enriched my professional journey, and I expanded also my clinical perspective. I am really happy about this experience, and I strongly suggest to do some months of PhD program abroad.
Okay, so you have seen how many different topics we have faced. Much more there's to be said, but I think it's time to go and to close this interview. It was really fun and interesting spending time with you, all of you guys. It was a pleasure. I'm looking forward to continue my research and have the chance to stay with you and bond even more. And with that, we wrap up today's episode. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Stay tuned for more episodes of PhD Minute. Until the next time.